This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Are the Rangers as a whole greater than the sum of their parts? 877-881-1053. You want to get involved in the conversation. It is also a shout out Friday from the 972. Gentlemen, this is Ricardo, a.k.a. your friendly math tutor, the original napkin thank you or shout out note writer. My grandma Sharon and I had a rough month, but we're still here. Pushing together. Shout out to you, Grandma. Every day I'm in your life is the best day of my life. Cheers to you guys for continuously being part of our family. Can't wait for the next round of Buffalo Wild Wings.
There you go.
Love it, love it, love it. And then this is super cool from the 817. I like to shout out a fellow Tolo I met at GameStop that won the Wyatt Langford signed jersey.
Okay.
That is freaking awesome.
One of the Artolos went to the card show and got one of those Wyatt Langford jerseys that Paul Worth had.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That is very cool. I'm so glad that.
No, it's dope, Kevin. Say
okay.
Dope.
It is dope. Good job.
Old man saying dope. It was crazy.
All right. So for this one, I'm going to combine a couple of different stories from MLB.com and The Athletic.
Okay.
Because this is what got me wondering about this. So let's start with the position players first. So on The Athletic, they ranked the top 100 position players. I believe the Rangers only have three in the top 100.
And I believe DeGrom's not on that list.
Because he's not a position player.
Right. Because he's not a position player.
Makes sense to
me. Take Eovaldi off that list, too.
That's true. No Rocker, Leiter.
Well, they're not there yet, Kevin.
Okay.
They're really,
so this is a different reason they didn't make it. Gotcha. So, tier two, Corey Seager. He is essentially ranked by The Athletic as the 17th best position player out there.
And that's considered an MVP caliber player still.
Yes.
But just not like the guy.
But it feels a little disrespectful.
It does.
I know last year was a rough year for him.
The only thing keeping him from MVPs are injury.
And sure.
He can win World Series and ALCS MVP easy because he's there for those. But injury keeps him from being in. Like, that's what kept him from getting it the year that Ohtani won in him.
Yes,
when he was second.
I actually agree. I think he could have overtaken Ohtani. Now, Alec, I want to get your thoughts because Corey Seager's in tier two. But I told you only two other Rangers position players are in the top 100, and they're both in tier four, steady and solid. Who would you pick?
Marcus Semien has to be in there, right?
Marcus Semien is 54th, and he is in tier four below this other player from the Rangers.
Is it a young player?
Can't say. They are a position player.
That means they're old then.
Oh, I didn't say that either.
I'm gonna go Wyatt Langford.
Wyatt Langford is correct. Now, we can circle back to Wyatt Langford in just 1 second. But the point is, on the list, all your position players. 17 for Corey Seager, 48 for Wyatt Langford. Marcus Semien is 54. So you only have three. And I know people would be like, well, by the law of averages, if you just broke down, theoretically, just about every team should have three. And then obviously all the leftovers belong to the Dodgers. But what I want to also talk about, and this is where it feels like a big disconnect, tiers of contending teams for the 2025 MLB season. Tier one is only the Dodgers, which I get. These ones, the Braves, Mets, Orioles, Phillies, and Yankees, are World Series or bust in Tier 2.
Okay, when you say that World Series or bust, they haven't done it recently, right? They haven't won it recently.
True.
Out of that group?
True.
And so their fan base is probably sitting there going, we got to do it now.
And it feels like the expectations can be met. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of fan bases like, we need to win the damn World Series. And then you look at the team and you're like, probably not.
And you said the Orioles, right?
Yes.
That's a team that the last few years now you've been sitting there going, all right, they're ready, and they haven't shown up in playoffs.
I agree with that 1,000,000%. And then the next group is the better than you might think they'll be. The Cubs, Diamondbacks, Rangers, and Red Sox. And the reason why I bring this up is because it says none of these teams made the playoffs last year. We'd be stunned if at least one, if not several, didn't make the playoffs this year. So if you went off just a strictly like a ranking basis, that's teams 7 through 10.
Okay.
And so I guess that's what leads to my question. Are the Rangers as an entity better than their individual pieces? Because everybody looks at, like, again, I'll go back to the Dodgers. I know the Mets have spent a crap ton of money as well, but everybody thinks the Dodgers have the greatest collection of individual talent that maybe we've ever seen in the history of baseball. But here you have the Rangers, they're run of the mill, three players in the top 100, as average as it gets. And then when you look at consistent power rankings, we saw somebody from multiple people from ESPN are like, the Rangers are the team to beat. There's things from, I think, FanGraphs that have the Rangers at the highest projected wins. And then here's MLB.com that has them in the group of 7 to 10. It feels like the Rangers as a unit are significantly better than, like, just plucking out the individual talent.
They're the Justice League, right?
Ooh,
like, maybe Superman and Batman are good, but as a team, they're better.
Okay.
They're kind of like the Stars.
See, I could see that.
Like, Rantanen is an elite player. DeGrom is an elite player. Seager is an elite player, too. But the rest of that group, like, their lineup, you're scared of. The whole lineup, you're like, oh, man, if they're on, this thing could just put up 20 runs a game. You know, they're that good. Their pitching, health is their biggest weakness.
Agreed.
And that's the only
thing. You've already seen that, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only. Everybody that's looking at the Rangers this year is concerning themselves with health on multiple fronts. Evan Carter, DeGrom, Eovaldi. Even, like, how long can he keep it up? Seager, obviously. Semien's the one person you're like, not worried about that with him.
Right.
He plays 156 games a year. That's going to happen.
He does.
But I think you're right, Kevin. Like, it doesn't seem like you have this is the face of the league or multiple faces of the league, but you have a bunch of guys that if they can string together a bunch of hits in a row, God, be careful, man.
Until we circle back around to Wyatt Langford. All right. In the meantime, I want to read this real quick from the 817. Corey, you know the answer to this because we went there. Is Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers a kid-friendly place? Single dad, so take my daughter everywhere. There were tons
there were a lot of, kids.
Of families
yeah.
when we went up there.
I wish I could. I'm trying to think of a place I can compare it to, but yeah. Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
It's like, it's got, they also have soft drinks. I'll put it that, yeah. They have appetizers that are not cheeseburgers. They have desserts. We did not sample any of the desserts. That dadgummit, why didn't we do that?
I did get the buffalo mozzarella sticks, and I thought they were solid.
But yeah, they have lots of stuff, and they can set up big tables for you and the family.
So let's go back to The Athletic. Wyatt Langford. Now, this question is posed by The Athletic, not by me, so I don't want to hear any bias. How great could Wyatt Langford be? That is the question that is posed. And I'm going to read you the blurb, and this is some hefty praise or potential praise. Last September, Wyatt Langford was on fire, combining his great power with contact and patience at the plate, strong work in the field, and excellent base running to put up more wins above replacement of any baseball player not named Shohei Ohtani.
Wow.
Could he reach his ceiling so quickly that this ranking will seem silly at the end of the year? So I told you they have Wyatt Langford at 48 on their list of best position players. And then the question that The Athletic brought up, and I know it's just 1 month of September, we talked about he was the AL player of the year, but The Athletic is even asking the question, could he get to that ceiling so fast that you'll look back at this and be like, that's stupid. You're stupid for putting him at 48.
And I don't think that's a clickbait thing either.
Or silly. They said silly.
I don't think that's a clickbait line on that because, and I know the hype for us is a lot. I mean, we're really excited about the player, but for around the country, you're starting to see like, man, you guys have something special. Like they, around the country, they recognize that. I was listening this morning to Sean and RJ and Bobby and Ross's show.
That's right.
And Bobby threw out the thing of that month of September. If you extrapolated that out, it's like 50 home runs.
Yes.
Like
it's, yeah, it's we had done that a couple months ago.
And then Choppy said he thinks by the end of this season, he will surpass Seager as the dude on this team. By the end of this season. Yeah. And it was kind of the comparison of like Seager starting his trajectory down, which I don't know, maybe he is. He's just at that age. But Wyatt Langford is on his way up. And ultimately, that's what the Rangers want. When the Marcus Semien and Corey Seager deals are done, they want to be like, hey, guys, we got our 1 and 2 hole hitters in Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford for the next 10 years. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
That's ultimately what they would love to have happen. This year, if he just stays within himself and doesn't try and do too much and just plays his kind of game, lets everything come to him. Last year, he got frustrated by some of the calls that weren't going his way.
True.
And I think he's going to get, you know, now he's in the big leagues, and I think he's going to get a little more of it. But I'm expecting a big season out of him, Kevin. And, yeah, I think it is kind of one of those things where you're going to look back and go, that was dumb to even question it.
From the 817, I think Wyatt will be right around top 20 by the end of the year. And then from the 432, I have never thought about it like this, but I'm intrigued by this statement. Wyatt Langford could be what Joey Gallo wasn't.
Okay. We knew Joey Gallo could hit 700-foot home runs. Yeah, I think Wyatt Langford could pitch too if we wanted to.
I could see that.
But Joey Gallo, we were like, that dude can hit bombs. And we knew that about him, but we didn't know a lot more. We were hearing a lot of hype out of him. And there were people that were fed hype about him, and they were talking highly about him as well. The ability to hit doubles, the ability to hit for average and hit for power is the thing that I love so much about Wyatt. He's just hitting the ball hard. And if it goes out, it goes out. But otherwise, I'm just trying to get on base and drive in runs.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's his approach. Joey Gallo is going up to the plate going, if I don't hit one out of here, I might never be able to play baseball again. And that was his biggest problem was in between the years.
To be fair, maybe he wasn't entirely wrong about that. Now, outside the top 100, so the best of the rest for the Athletic list, and this is why that's going to be important, Evan Carter and Adolis Garcia. So they're like, hey, you know, they're outside the top 100. They're in the fringes, but they didn't make it. So I want to go to Evan Carter. And Evan Carter, this is something I very much appreciate about him. He continues to be pretty open about the questions that are asked to him. I have no doubt that he is annoyed as all get out that people keep asking him about, hey, like, hey, why can't you hit left-handers, blah, blah, blah. So this is what he said. I understand the huge discrepancy, talking about the splits between right-handed pitchers and left-handed hitters. But at the end of the pitcher, excuse me. But at the end of the day, if you're a good lefty in the minors, you're in the big leagues like that. The sample size, it's just not there. I know that I'm going to get better at it. Because he was better at it in the minors, which is one of the reasons that, like he said, snap, he got pulled right up to the major leagues. This is the part I really like. I'm just not going to accept the fact that I'm not going to get better at it. I'm not a naive person. I understand everything is out there. I'm also a determined person. I have conviction in myself. So the reason why I like that is not only does he believe in himself, but I like that he threw in, I'm not naive to not understand what the scouting report is on me or what people think about me or whatever. And then for him to fire back of, but I believe in myself. I think I can do it.
He's 22.
I mean,
like the patience for us isn't as patient as him at the plate. And that's unfortunate because we saw him in the World Series do that thing. We saw that flash and we're like, where's that guy? Where's the,
yeah.
Well, don't forget, they did protect him in the playoffs. They did protect, they did still go to other people in the lineup whenever lefties were on the mound. Was it Alvarez goes on the mound and they're like, hey, you're not starting this one. And then eventually he gets in after Alvarez is taken out against Houston. He's 22. Let him grow into it. Give him that opportunity. He still does very well. He didn't do so well last year, and maybe that was just the back problem. Maybe that was the problem there. But he still, against righties, will be very productive. That's the hope. And then, yeah, let him come along. Let him grow. Let him turn 23. Let's see that happen.
It is indeed a shout-out Friday from the 512. Shout-out KNC fellows from Pueblo, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on? I got friends up in Pueblo.
Oh.
I do.
Maybe this is your friend.
No, I don't think it is.
Okay. From the 817.
Or maybe it is.
These are shout-outs we don't get enough, and I enjoy them. Shout-out to my work enemy for calling in sick today. Didn't feel like dealing with him anyway, Tolo. I get exactly what they're saying.
What are you talking about?
For me, it's me for Alec. I have become Alec's work enemy. But people that you're like, I just don't like that person. And like, if they're not at work that day, it's probably going to be a better day for you. Or if they're on vacation, it's going to be a better week for you.
I mean, I didn't have to see Peyton this morning, so.
Oh, wow.
Good point. Mm. Good.
You're talking about Mike?
No. No. From the 817.
You can be honest, dude.
I'm not talking about Mike.
Yeah. Nobody's listening.
From the 817. A lot of people are listening.
A lot of people are listening. You're right.
Let's give a shout out to TCU women's basketball team. First round today, 2:30 p.m. Let's go, TCU Horned Frogs. Coming up next, we will dive back into the NCAA tournament. We've got another fun hockey note for you, but also this, the combo platter. Late for the party edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then what news did you learn way after the rest of society? I'll give you a spoiler for my wife. It was about the spokesperson of Subway. Next on The Fan.
Back to Combs, picked up by Barrett. Grill comes over as well to Mascheri near the timeline. Ahead to Sturts. To lob. Tavion Banks with the two-handed flush. He beats his chest. Drake can feel it now.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for the combo platter. It is also a shout-out Friday, though, and I love this one from the 214. Can I get a shout-out Friday from the North Garland yearbook staff for finishing the yearbook? Props to you guys. I actually won a yearbook award at North Garland, even though I was never on the yearbook committee.
Huh?
Yeah. So what I found out, didn't know at the time, found out they had taken one of my stories from the newspaper, adjusted it for the yearbook, and they're like, you got second place in something or other. And I was like, how's that now? And I just thought it was neat. A contest I didn't even know I was in. There was like, here's your certificate for finishing in second place. Not good enough, but considering I had written it for the newspaper, I was like, I felt kind of good about that.
Don't you see Kevin, Alec, don't you see Kevin, though, seeing that second place thing that he was never even knew he was going to be in the running for and going, not good enough. I got to be first.
Yeah. I did look up the story that was first place. And then I kind of felt like, hey, guys, if you'd just asked me for a story, I could have done a different story. And it would have been, but whatever.
Nice.
Whatever.
He strikes me as the kind of guy that's like, you know, if I was going to win second place the whole time, why enter me in this contest?
Yeah.
This is pointless.
If I knew I was just going to rate it to $80,000 instead of $100,000, why would I even have done
it? Come on, man.
Look, I have had this discussion with my talking doctor many times. If you're trying to get from point A to point B, I look at all of the progress you made from point A to point B without getting there as irrelevant. And all that matters is what you've you're still missing to get to point B. And talking doctor's like, whoa. Well, he didn't say it like Mike would. That's how Mike would go. Bah! He was like, that's a lot of progress. You can't just throw that away. And I was like, and that's why I'm here talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I am the basis for the combo platter today. So the combo platter is late for the party edition. Give us a sports opinion. And then what news did you learn way after the rest of society? So what I apparently learned way after the rest of society, because multiple people have texted us about it, is that Wernher von Braun, who was a former Nazi, along with many other Nazis, had a huge impact on U.S. space travel and the organization and launch of NASA. I didn't know that at all. But when we brought it up, people were like, oh, yeah, look this up. Look up Operation Paperclip. Our buddy Eric, he sent me, not Chia Follow, he sent me a four-part podcast that I've been listening to about the involvement of German former Nazis in it. And so I was like, blew my mind. So that is the thing I was way late about. I'm going to stick with the sports opinion, even though they've been leaky, is the Dallas Stars are still going to win the Stanley Cup. And whatever news you're going to tell us, just remember this. I was sitting with my wife one day. We were on Peacock or I don't know, wherever. And
Netflix.
Was it Netflix?
I think it was Netflix.
Okay. There's a documentary about Jared Fogle. And I go, oh. She goes, is that the Subway guy? I was like, yeah. She said, why is there a documentary about him? Because he lost a bunch of weight? Like, that's cool, but do you get a documentary for that? And I looked at her and I go, you're kidding, right? She goes, no. Why? I go, oh, hon, you should look him up. And she goes, why? What happened? And then I had to tell her all the things that had happened. She was like, what? The Subway guy? And she couldn't believe that. And so that's kind of what I want to know. Give us a sports opinion. And then what news did you learn so far after everybody that you couldn't talk about it? Because like, if somebody came up to you and was like, can you believe what happened with Jared from Subway? You wouldn't want to have that conversation.
Nope.
You'd be like, yeah, that was like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so same kind of logic there.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Sports opinion. Hurtado will sell more barbecue this year than ever before.
Ooh.
Because, I mean, obviously because of the stadium.
They're at the ballpark.
And more Rangers fans are going to be there this year because it's going to be packed with Rangers.
Okay.
Winning a lot of games and working their way to another World Series. So when we went to the first World Series, Hurtado was there, right?
Yes.
But he didn't have the second store inside. He's got two facilities inside, unless they've changed it to three. But he has two in there now. And so I think that's how he's going to sell more barbecue. That's my sports opinion. My other one, the opinion about things that I was way behind on, Obi Toppin's little brother is not JT Toppin. And that really blew my mind yesterday. And thank you for all the Tolos that knew that already and let me know about that. I appreciate all of your help. Now, can Mavericks trade Kyrie for Obi Toppin? That's the question. Or Anthony Davis.
My gosh.
Would you?
No.
Right now?
No, I wouldn't. He'll come back.
Kyrie or Anthony?
Yeah.
You think Anthony Davis will ever play another game for the Mavs?
Yes. This season.
Why?
I know.
Why would he play a game for the Mavericks this year?
Because they still think that they are going to make the playoffs, and that's going to make people forget about the trade, which is kind of preposterous. From the 817, the Rangers are going to win the AL West, and I only recently found out that the singer for 30 Seconds to Mars was Jared Leto. See,
that's wild.
That's a perfect example of, yeah, like, that's an interesting fact.
Yeah.
But who are you going to talk about that with? Because you're like, well, yeah.
Everybody's like, yeah, we know.
Like, I've listened to the band 12 years ago or whatever the case is. But yes, that is factually accurate.
Do you know the drummer's his little brother?
Oh, I did.
Older
not know
brother?
That.
Brother. It's his brother.
Yep.
They both look like they're like 12, though. They haven't aged whatsoever.
Vampires.
It's weird.
From the
Paul Rudd and them are vampires.
Mm. Oh,
Paul Rudd doesn't age.
You know who else doesn't age? Joel McHale.
Yeah.
Like, check him out. He's in his early 50s and he still looks pretty sharp.
Look, dude. I thought he was funny in Community. I thought he was funny on The Soup or whatever he did back then. But he was brilliant in The Bear. Absolutely brilliant in The Bear. Like, I've never hated somebody, and that you're supposed to. You're supposed to hate the character. And I always wonder for actors that take on those roles where you are supposed to hate the character and they play it so well and they're like, that's not me, but I was doing a really good job acting. Do they love that people hate them? Are they like, no, I did exactly what I was supposed to do. I went in there and acted my butt off and you hated me because that's what the character need. I don't know.
From the 302, because it is also a shout out Friday. I like this one a lot. Can I get a shout out from my daughter who has special needs and she's starting to read? Absolutely.
Hell yes.
You can.
No, absolutely, for sure. Like right now, Lucy, I mean, she's 11 and she's just now starting to pick a lot of these things up. And it gets to me every time I see it happen. The other day she told me what synonyms were and then listed a bunch of synonyms.
Oh.
And I was like, holy crap, here we go. This is awesome. So yes, absolutely. You can get a shout out for that.
I like that. This one is actually really funny. From the 817, the Astros will miss out on the playoffs this season. And I just recently found out that pickles are cucumbers. I thought pickles were like their own thing. Like every other product is pickled eggs, pickled okra, but pickled cucumbers are just pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Makes no sense.
That's true. That's very good.
That's a great point.
But like, I don't, who are you going to talk to about that? Well, you could talk to us about it. Talk to us about whatever.
972, sports opinion, Rangers return to the World Series this year. Love it. Stuff I didn't know recently. Christopher Columbus was an awful human being to the natives in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until I can add that to my tally right there. I didn't know. I think one day you mentioned it and I was like, the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I think once we trended towards Indigenous People Day, you're like, hey, here's some stuff.
And the Walt Disney thing.
Okay.
You're the first person to ever say that. And I was like, what are you talking about?
But have you found out in the ensuing time that I'm not wrong about that? So when Wernher von Braun went on the Wide World of Disney with Walt Disney, I was like, that feels about right. Look it up, kids. Make that movie with Tom Hanks all you want, but you can't run away all the way from the truth. All right, Alec, what do you got for me here?
Sports opinion, gentlemen. The rest of the world is not paying enough attention to the Texas Rangers. I do think that most of the league, and I think that most of the casual baseball fans out there do not realize, we just talked about it earlier, about, you know, the sum of the parts being, you know, something better than people might expect. I really do think that's something. We just talked about it before the trade deadline in the NHL with the Stars. It was like, do they have top 10 players all over their roster? No, but they have a bunch of like guys in the 15, 25 range, and all added up together makes a great power play unit. It makes a great this and that. Like, I think the Rangers as a whole, people are too focused on what isn't there and they're knocking them for that instead of paying attention to what is there, which is possibly, if not already on paper, the best lineup in the American League.
Yeah.
And then just as the ebbs and flows of the season goes on, you could start talking about in Major League Baseball too at different points in the season, more than likely. You can make that argument and people would listen to it. So I think people just as a whole, are sleeping on the Texas Rangers right now. And it makes me happy because then when we get to show up and talk about them every day, we get to sound like the smart ones and say, hey, we've been telling you since they traded for Jake Berger that this team is a lot better than people realize.
Knew it all along, baby.
Knew it all along because we're that good at this. Something I caught on to way too late. And Kevin, you're going to be really disappointed in me specifically. No. I think it was about 2 years ago when you guys had Billy Corgan on the show.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that Smashing Pumpkins Billy Corgan and National Wrestling Alliance
were
Billy
the same
Corgan
Billy Corgan?
Were the same person.
Really?
I didn't realize
That's
that
awesome.
Until y'all had him on the show to promote an NWA show.
And Kevin's asking him all these wrestling questions.
Yes.
And I'm asking all these guitar questions.
And I was like, wait, because...
Did you think one of us had the wrong guest that was on? And
yes.
You're like, man, good for him for answering all these questions unrelated to him as a human.
Yes, because I think it was in one of the group chats or maybe on social media got promoted and, you know, it was like Billy Corgan's going to be on the show at this time. And it was a picture of him on stage. So I texted my dad. I wasn't working that day. I was like, hey, Billy Corgan's going to be on KNC. You know, he's a big Smashing Pumpkins fan. So I was like, that's cool. Kind of random, but cool.
Yeah.
And then I hear y'all talking about NWA is going to be in DFW. I'm like, hold on. What? And it made me love him that much more because I knew him growing up as a Smashing Pumpkins fan. So I was like, holy crap, this is awesome.
I'm glad we could do that for you,
yeah,
Alex.
Thank you for helping me make that revelation. That took way too long.
I think Kevin knows, like, meeting Kay Adams and interviewing Billy Corgan are right there at the top of my list. He saw me that day, just I was giddy all day.
He had
it was
to call
awesome.
By his whole name. Hello, Billy Corgan.
Hi, Billy Corgan. How's it going?
Next question for Billy Corgan.
I think Billy Corgan respected it.
I do too.
From the 817 Sports Opinion, Aggies are going to the Final Four.
That would be badass. By the way, Alabama is only ahead by 4 points on Robert Morris at halftime.
There's one man.
If Robert Morris wins, we need to play that Flula thing again about how good they're going to be.
400 kilos.
Aggies are going to the Final Four, and I told my wife that Dave Grohl was the drummer from Nirvana, and it blew her mind. Didn't want to blow her mind even more. Have her listen to the Queens of the Stone Age song and tell her that Dave Grohl was the drummer on that one.
Oh.
It seems like all of TikTok is just now learning
was,
because Dave Grohl goes hard on that song.
Okay.
It's awesome.
I'm going to project what show I think this is. I might have double-checked and looked something up to make sure. From the 469, Miko Rantanen will not work out for the Stars, sad face, and Marissa dies. Now, I believe that is on the television show The OC, because I have watched that digital short with the What You Say song making fun of The OC like a million times. And so I think that's the show they're talking about. And that's the good and bad about watching a show from a long time ago. Like, I remember the first time I watched West Wing was way after the fact. But I knew I would never get any spoilers on Twitter.
Yeah.
And, like, I could just... And nobody would be like, oh, my God, President Bartlett is sick. And, like, that wasn't going to happen. And I could just go at my own pace. I could be on Twitter. No one's going to spoil anything for me. And that was nice. But at the same time, Corey, you know this... When something happens, all you want to do is be like, oh my gosh, the season 5 finale is crazy.
That's true.
Who am I supposed to talk to about that?
Kevin was the only person I could talk to. And Tim wouldn't talk to me until I was done with the series.
That's kind of like me and Colby with John Wick. From the 972, the Mavs are going to... Mavericks are going to win back-to-back rings in 2026 and 27. That would be awesome. That is tough, but I would love it. And I learned Walter Payton died the same day Ben Rogers did on air. Now, Walter Payton died back in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you find out people that you thought were alive
are dead.
Have been dead for a long time. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
So I could see that. It happens to the best of us.
214, is Robert Morris the son of Zach Morris? I think you're right about that.
Do you think he still has that big block cell phone?
Have you ever watched Zach Morris's Trash or whatever? Or Zach Morris's... Yeah, I think it's Zach Morris's Trash.
No.
It goes back
what
and it points
that?
Out all the times that he was a real jerk.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the entire show.
Like especially to Screech over Lisa.
The time that he was dating the girl in the wheelchair and he would tell all his friends, hey, this is Amy. She's in a wheelchair. Can you believe she just did that? Even though she's in a wheelchair? And then they looked like they were going to start dating. Never did.
And then he didn't date that wrestling girl because he thought she was too tough. She was tougher than him.
Yeah.
And he just couldn't handle.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to see
peer pressure.
Zach Morris is trash.
Okay. Well, I mean, I kind of thought there was a time maybe the human was kind of a trash because he was really mean to Jeff Kavanaugh. And he was like,
weird
you
moment.
Need to grow up. And then what happened when Zach Morris ran out of career options? He made a Saved by the Bell podcast. So maybe you should have come back around.
You know who was always the best from that cast? Mr. Belding.
Hell yeah.
We had him on, Mr. Belding. He was wonderful. He even told me to chill out about the showgirls comment. He was like, have some respect, all right? I was like, you're right. You know what? She's the one that jumped up on that screen.
Fun fact, he's in the Young, Dumb, and Broke music video. If you ever wanted to check that out.
Is he really?
Yeah. At the very beginning. He is. If you wanted another thing
that might
blow your mind about something. From the 925. Oh my gosh. I just Googled Jared Fogle. I had no idea either. Gross. And those are shocking things that maybe you find out way, way after the fact.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
From the 214. Oh, I hope this isn't true. The Astros will win the West, and I legitimately had no idea Mike had stopped working there. I just thought he was being quiet, like in crosstalk.
Or like during Jerry interviews.
Or Mickey.
Or Steven.
Man!
Or any Cowboys conversation. Or whenever they traded the basketball player that we no longer speak of. He stopped talking about that basketball team, too.
He was so mad. He's still so mad about it. From the 817, I think the Cowboys will miss the playoffs next season, and I just found out what a heel is in wrestling. Heel's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. And the back part of your foot.
Achilles.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's a great point that you've made right there. Thank you very much, Corey. From the 817, the Rangers will throw a no-hitter this year. They didn't know our governor, Greg Abbott, was in a wheelchair until recently.
Look, man, I can get it. I understand that. That's sometimes you're not looking at the governor. Like, you just hear things about the governor. You don't see him. You know, I didn't know who the governor was until Perry. That was the first governor of Texas that I think I knew at the time. Can I add another one in here? I know there's a lot of texts coming in. Have y'all ever heard of Gracie Abrams?
Yeah, we had her on the show at the Super
Bowl. No, we did not have Gracie Abrams on the show.
That was Gracie Hunt.
Carter knows, our Carter here knows that I went through a Gracie Abrams phase. It was very short-lived. I'm done with it. I also found out, and this makes it even worse, that she's the daughter of J.J. Abrams. So she's a Nepo baby.
Oh.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't want to say that. I should have said that. But she's the daughter of J.J. Abrams. And I'm like, you already have a leg up. You already have an advantage over everybody. Like, that dude, he knows everybody already. That's not fair.
From the 214, I feel you, Kevin. I just started watching The Wire. Now, I really lucked out with that because Corey really loved The Wire. Reggie rewatches The Wire all the time. So when I just watched it a couple of years ago, I had my sounding boards right there. I'd be like, oh my gosh, this Doc season is really boring. And then Reggie was like, hey, you need to get through that to understand it's all part of a bigger world. And I was like, okay.
I did watch that show very late in life. And one of the most significant scenes in the entire show, I was watching it in my car while I was driving home. Do not do that, kids. Do not watch HBO in your car while you're driving. But it was nighttime. We were driving home from night show, and I was like, I listened more than I watched.
Doesn't that make you think all the more you shouldn't have been
listening? I was listening more than I was watching, Kevin. And when I pulled into my driveway, I heard somebody was shot. And I was like, oh no. And I had to run it back. I had to go inside and rewind it and watch it again. But The Wire is amazing, and everybody should watch it.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. From the 469. The Rangers will make the playoffs this year, and I'm still shocked when Kevin taught me that it's not against the law to drive with your interior car light on at night. We were all lied to by our parents.
Yeah.
I don't know how they all came together and figured out that collective lie, but it happened.
Do you lie to your kids about that now?
I definitely lie to my kids about some things.
I definitely tell my kids that it's illegal to drive with that light on because it irritates
me. Yes, exactly.
I definitely do that.
All right. Now, in other sports news, there is U.S. billionaire Dan Friedkin. He's emerged and he wants to bring an NHL team to Houston. Now, a number of people have tried to bring an NHL franchise to Houston. Friedkin, he's got plenty of money. Does he have, he's the CEO of, you guessed it, the Friedkin Group, which is based in Houston. And he's trying to bring an NHL team to Houston. Would you like that? Would you like having another NHL team in the state? Or do you think they would become an instant nemesis?
Yes, and that's good.
Okay.
I think that's a positive. We don't like the Spurs.
That's true.
Isn't it interesting? Doesn't it feel like the Rockets are kind of the one left out in this conversation with us? Maybe it's because Houston always feels like we're their big brother, and the Spurs are just the ones that we're like, okay, we battle them.
And because you think about it, when Houston won the championships, the Mavericks were the worst organization in all of sports. And then when the Mavericks really ascended, Houston wasn't necessarily always right there as much as the Spurs were.
Yeah. But the San Antonio doesn't have a baseball team, so guess what? We hate the Astros. The fact that the Texans aren't in the NFC is kind of like, that's a natural rivalry. That's perfect. And they just like, no, nah, because I bet Jerry didn't want it. I mean, he was like, I don't want to have them in my division. If I lose twice to them in a year, you know what that's going to do to me? So I think that having a hockey team, another hockey team in Texas is important because I think it brings more people, like more community to the game anyway. And it now Houston's involved in it. The whole area is excited about it. So I like the idea. It creates a natural rivalry and it brings more interest to the sport.
Okay.
In Texas, where we don't have a lot of ice. Unless it's like that 6 days of winter.
That is true, I suppose. All right, so you're in support of expansion to Houston for the NHL.
I am.
Now, sorry I'm not in support of, but guess what, Alec? It's never going to end. Report is today that Aaron Rodgers is, in fact, going to visit the Pittsburgh Steelers. Just when you thought maybe we wouldn't have to hear about this for a few months. Maybe he just wait into training camp time and we'll see what was going to happen there. No, he is going to visit with the Steelers.
I'm a huge Steelers fan.
You're always breaking Steelers news on this show.
Do you think that is going to be where he ends up?
Are you on SteelersCurtain.com or something the time?
No, it popped up on ESPN because they want to talk about it.
Gotcha.
So my question then, do you think he'll just sign with the Steelers and we could be done with this? Or do you think he's like, yeah, now I think maybe I should visit with the Giants and it's just going to go on and on and on?
I think he's going to tour a lot of different places. Mm. And I completely understand the idea of him waiting till later in the season and then plucking one and saying, look, you got an injury. I'm here for your services. The Steelers, though, what are they doing at quarterback, right? Like, who else is there?
Nothing.
Yeah. So, and it's been a very, what was the word, the term they used about their offseason, unconventional offseason for them. So this would make sense. They need it. They need the position. They got some good receivers there. They just got to be able to block for him. That's the only bit. The biggest problem was the Jets couldn't block for him, and he thought he was still who he used to be, and he's not. And if they can keep him standing up, then they're going to be fine.
Alec, are you ready for the long national nightmare that is Aaron Rodgers to be over with, or is this just another step in the lengthy, lengthy process?
It's going to keep going. If I had to put money on it right now, it's going to continue. I think in any right-minded person situation, once the team you actually wanted to go to says, nah, we're good, which happened with him in the Minnesota Vikings, you should probably start expediting your search and make a decision. Because if people are saying, yeah, we're interested, a couple weeks go by, and then they're like, actually, no, we're good. Don't you think that trend could continue, especially with the draft right around the corner? You got to make a decision. Stop making these teams wait. And the Steelers made an awful sales pitch, too, with Cam Hayward saying, we're not going to wait for you.
Just
cut out the BS and make a decision. Like, we're going to play with or without you. Just make a decision, man. It's so annoying.
Now, in the meantime, will you give me cut number 8? Because I want to go back to the NCAA tournament.
Rebounded by McNeese. Pass ahead. Running down Shoemake. And a slam! Exclamation point! Under a minute to go! McNeese in a 12-point lead! The 12 seed!
Did you get the McNeese State prediction right? And do you have any big upset predictions on the board today? Because the big one that I had was UC San Diego. I had them winning not only yesterday, but in the second round and making it to the Sweet 16. And that just didn't really work out for me whatsoever.
How would I have gotten the McNeese one right if I would have just listened to Kevin and gone against all ACC teams?
Except for Duke. Hopefully. Although, we'll find out.
Yeah, we will find out.
They might be not very good.
So I had Clemson 1, 2, 3 rounds in. So that was where I had them. Fortunately, I had them losing to Houston.
Okay.
So that's fine. But yeah, that one kind of screwed me over. I was not aware that McNeese State was going to go after Clemson that way.
Now, were you also aware or perhaps not aware of the McNeese manager, Amir Khan? He has hyped up them throughout the tournament. And I really wanted to play audio of him kind of like sort of singing, sort of rapping and jamming out with some of the players. But most of the songs that I found, especially the one for In and Out, has a lot of not radio friendly verbiage.
You would know about that.
Yeah, with your love for Anne, that time you dropped the F-bomb.
Yes, as somebody who has had some issues with that. So, nicknamed Aura, Khan has got not one, not two, but 3 NIL endorsement deals because he's become like a social media sensation. He walks with the men's basketball team. He's holding a boombox. He's rapping. I don't know if you saw in the pregame package that they were doing, they were showing a lot of people wanted to take pictures with him. I think some of the players, or maybe it was the cheerleaders, had socks with his face all over it.
Awesome.
And so he's got endorsement deals with Buffalo Wild Wings, Insomnia Cookies, Tick Pick. He's selling his own t-shirts and stuff. And it's really cool because, like, you know, he's not going to be on the team, but he's the first student manager to get an NIL deal. And people are like, let me get a picture with you. Cheerleaders are wearing your socks. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, for a reason he got the deal.
Yes.
You know, like he is producing content that people are like, we want to attach ourselves to it. I'm very interested in this, though, because I've never really questioned how the student athletes get these deals. I've just assumed that there's some agent or some agency or somebody working to float them to them.
Right.
Or do they just get a phone call one day and they're like, it's not a scam, you know, and then they pick it up and they're like, oh, hey, what's going on? They're like, hey, it's, you know, Tick Picks, you know, we want you to do your thing. How do they get those? And did like the GM of McNeese
I got a
deal for you coming your way. You just need to keep doing your social media stuff.
I'm willing to bet, like, whether it's the GM or it's like a, you know, the person who heads up the press department or something like that probably helps with that. And he even got to talk with the Associated Press about like how one of his videos had already drawn more than 200,000 views on X. And he goes, yeah, that was one of my favorite songs. I rapped a few of the lyrics. Some of the players saw I was rapping and they just kind of hyped me up, telling me, hey, just keep going, rap for us. And we had a camera on, but that's usually not a new thing. So I was just rapping and having fun. So it wasn't like a planned out, hey, I'm going to become a sensation. He was just like walking down the tunnel. They were being filmed because, you know, I bet most of these teams are filmed like going through the tunnel.
Oh, yeah,
for
sure.
Everything like that. And so then the players liked it. They got hyped. They just kept going, 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 and bang. Viral sensation is born. All kinds of NIL deals. And they pull the upset and move into the round of 32. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Is Nathan Eovaldi one of the best postseason pitchers ever?
Ooh.
We'll do it next on The Fan.